This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Jonathan Friedman is a professor of English and American culture at the University of Michigan. He's also an author of several books on Jewish identity and is discussing that subject at Kalamazoo College. Friedman will be part of a discussion tonight following a Festival Playhouse production of Bad Jews. Last night, he delivered an address called Jews and Others, Transparent and the Remaking of Jewish Identities. I spoke with Jonathan Friedman earlier this week. Jonathan Friedman, thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Who are those other others who you are talking about along with the Jews?
Interesting question. So specifically in Transparent, the issue is really the relation between the major plot, the one that most people focus on, which is the transitioning of its central character, Mort Pfefferman, who decides that he is really a woman in man's guise and undergoes that transformative process.
And we should say here, this is the TV show Transparent, just in case some people haven't seen it, that you're referring to here, with Jeffrey Tambor.
With Jeffrey Tambor, whose performance is absolutely magnificent. So that's the element of the show that most people focus on. What interests me is the way in which it's really engaged with thinking through the question of Jewish identity in the United States, in Los Angeles, at the present moment, through that plot, and the ways in which it reaches back to other notions of Jewish identity, and specifically Jewish male identity, that bear some resemblance to the gender transformation and sex transformation that Mort undertakes.
We often hear about someone who is a part of two minority groups, perhaps has it even a little more difficult, a black woman, for instance, an African-American who is also gay.
Right.
What happens to someone in terms of finding an identity when they are both Jewish and gay, or Jewish and transsexual, Jewish and bisexual, any of those things?
So that's a really interesting thing that Transparent does, especially in its second season. And I apologize for spoilers. They're just going to have to be spoilers today. And I'm really sorry to anyone who might be listening.
Maybe now's the time to turn off or down your radio for a few minutes if you're in the middle of Transparent. So we'll put that warning out for the listeners.
There you go. My apologies. So in the second season, Allie, who is Mort's daughter, gets interested in a woman's studies professor whom she has a brief affair with. And the woman's studies professor says to her something like, oh, you want to go into women's studies? You should really write an application essay about yourself. And instead of writing an application essay about herself, she starts to think about the historical precedence of herself. She thinks about her family history, and she thinks about the relation of her family to a transsexual relative of hers, her aunt, who has been essentially killed by Nazis for being a transsexual. And that experience sort of mediates between Jewishness and alternative forms of sexuality and identity formation in ways that make the Jewishness as much a part of the drama as the transsexual side of things.
The play Bad Jews explores the lives of younger Jewish people, and I'm wondering if you have seen some sort of a generational divide in things like observance and opinions about that question of what it means to be Jewish.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the play, but I have read it. I'm really looking forward to the production that we're going to be witnessing. Yes, I think that that's what the play, one of the things that the play is all about. And it's all about many of the things, actually, that Transparent is about. There's a really interesting rhyming between the two of them. So that in Transparent, one of the plot devices that's most interesting in the second season, sorry for the spoiler, is a ring, which, unbeknownst to the contemporary Jews, is actually an heirloom that Gittel's mother has baked in a candy and some chocolate and is smuggled out of Germany, and then becomes a key to the unveiling of historical identity as the series goes on, when it's taken out and then passed from character to character to character, and sort of unlocking secrets and memories. The play Bad Jews focuses or revolves around, I guess would be a better way of putting it, Chai, which is a symbol of life that some Jews wear around their necks as a kind of a good luck talisman. And that that Chai has been held by the grandfather of a clan who's a Holocaust survivor who dies, and two members of his family, one his grandson and the other the grandson's cousin, vie for it. The cousin is newly affirmed Jew. She cares about religious practice. The son, grandson, wants to use it to marry a Gentile woman. And so all the big questions of Jewish life at the current present moment for a generation of, let's call them millennials. That is to say, the relation, your relation to history, your relation to the past, your relation to religious or cultural symbology, symbols, intermarriage, and how Jews can or may survive as a people in a culture which encourages intermarriage. Those are all really sort of laid out for you in the play. And one of the things I really like about it, and I think it's quite similar to Transparent, is it doesn't give you any simple answers. The characters really don't reach any kind of resolution of these issues. And I think that is clearly the case with not only Jews of a younger generation than myself, but to be honest, my own generation as well.
Millennials present several different interesting facets, I guess, here on these issues that we're talking about, this intersection. Millennials are known to be much more accepting of gay marriage than their parents or even older siblings. We just did an interview a couple weeks back with someone from the Pew Center on the fact that millennials are tending to be less religious than those who have come before them. Could all of this represent some sort of a big change in how we view lots of things, religion, Jewish identity, sexual orientation, et cetera?
I think that's absolutely true, and I think that that's absolutely problematic in a Jewish context because, one of the things that I try to talk about in my class and in my writing is the multifaceted nature of Jewishness. So that, if you're a Jew, you're many different things. One of the things you may or may not be is religious. But if you're religious, which variety of Jewishness do you, or of Judaism do you follow? Are you conservative, Orthodox, Reform? And if we're just a cultural Jew, is it someone who's just an a-religious Jew, not a Jew? What is your relation like to history? What is your relation like to generations of anti-Semitism that led to the Holocaust in Europe? What is your relation to Israel? These are all really contested and difficult issues that divide the Jewish community in many ways. The millennials I know take many positions. Some of them are religious. Some of them have rediscovered religion, like a central character in the play who's sort of renamed herself and affirms a kind of a Jewish identity for herself. Some of them reject religion but affirm cultural Jewishness. There's an absolutely fascinating sort of revival of interest in Yiddish, the sort of the demotic or popular language of Eastern European Jews. There are lots and lots of sort of new websites and new online journals like Tablet Magazine that young millennial Jews are starting up, writing for, and in which they're really creating a new, I think, a new synthesis, a new combination of things, some religious, some not, some cultural, some historical, some not. So millennials, as far as I can see, yes, I agree, there's a lack of religiosity among them, but I think that the interest in finding some kind of relation to the past and some kind of way of configuring that relation into new understandings of gender and sexuality fit for the 21st century marks the ones that I know. At least I hope it does.
Jonathan Friedman, thank you for your time.
It's totally been my pleasure. Thank you.
Jonathan Friedman is a professor of English and American culture at the University of Michigan. Jonathan Friedman spoke last night at Kalamazoo College and will be part of a discussion tonight following a production of the play Bad Jews at the Balch Theater. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.